Chapter 10, Taking a Positive Rebirth. As Buddha said, no matter what fortune you have gained, when you depart for another life, you are alone, without spouse or children, without clothing, without friends, like someone conquered by a foe in the desert. If you will not have even your own name, what need to consider anything else? The 17th stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, may we be reborn with the supreme life support of a Tantra practitioner using the sky, or the body of a monastic or lay practitioner possessing the three practices, and may we complete the realizations of the paths of the two stages of generation and completion, thereby attaining quickly a Buddha's bodies, truth, complete enjoyment, and emanation. Connecting to the next life while in the intermediate state is a process of attraction and repulsion. Both animals that are born from eggs outside the body and beings born from wombs either see their parents actually in the process of sex or an image of this, and then generate desire for the parent of the opposite sex and repulsion toward the parent of the same sex. When the intermediate being is about to embrace the one it desires, suddenly all it sees is that person's sexual organ, and so it gets angry. In this way, attraction and repulsion bring about the final death of the intermediate state being. We have to say that this is the way that the intermediate state sometimes ends. Since in vitro fertilization contradicts what some of our texts say has to be the case, specifically, that the parents have to be lying together under a condition of strong sexual arousal. Nowadays, the father's semen may be kept in a laboratory and inserted into the mother's womb without any sexual arousal. This procedure, contradicting certain scriptures, is now a reality, and we must accept it. As followers of the tradition of Nalanda Monastic University in ancient India, we must accept reason and investigation. From that viewpoint, our usual explanation is incomplete. Even in Buddhist scriptures, there is a story of a married couple who became celibate, one a monk and the other a nun. One day the male, influenced by memories of his past, chased his former wife. On touching her body, his semen was emitted onto her clothing. Later, she also came under the influence of her memories and put some of his ejaculate inside her vagina. In time, a child was born. So, even this early Buddhist scripture contradicts the doctrine that conception only takes place while the couple is in sexual embrace. In a similar way, it is said that Shakyamuni Buddha's own lineage is traced back to an individual whose name was Sun Friend, because his father's seminal fluid, which had fallen on a leaf, was enhanced by the warmth of the sun, such that two children formed. These two stories, that once seemed to be fairy tales, are now being realized in science. Although generally it is the case that conception occurs under certain conditions, it is not always so. Similarly, the end of the intermediate state does not necessarily require attraction to the parent of the opposite sex and frustration at finally seeing only the sexual organ.